Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Welcome to Dumpsville, Population U. Could that line from The Simpsons be the best way to break up with someone? It has the merit of being unambiguous. Is it possible to do it in a more gentle way? Are there rules about this kind of thing? News Talks, it's not me, it's you, correspondent Henry McKean, has been searching for some broken hearts. Afternoon, Henry.
Well, good afternoon. Yeah. Is it in person? Is it DM? Is it text? Or is it ghosting? I once broke up with a girl by just not contacting her. So yeah, I ghosted her. I liked her. I don't really know, Sean, what happened, why we just sort of stopped keeping in touch and it just ended that way.
Okay. Well, you just drifted apart.
Well, yes. I mean, we were, you know, kind of seeing each other. And then within 24 hours, we just stopped contacting each other. And that went on and on. And that was it. And I just wanted to say sorry to that girl.
Yeah.
I just want to apologize.
She's probably happily married now.
She probably is.
And moved on with her life.
She was a lovely girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, I met the student who discusses breaking up by text.
How do you break up with someone in 2025?
Well, I haven't broken up with anyone since I was maybe before 2020. But before that, I personally feel like it's better to maybe go tell them you want to meet up or something. Try to quell any anxieties, because breaking up is a very anxious thing, but sometimes it just has to be done. I do feel like it's better done in person, to be completely honest with someone, but sometimes you just have to get the conversation going over text.
So you've got to start that conversation and maybe say, look, let's meet, and then they might think, hang on a second, there's something up here, and then you might accidentally say something, and then before you know it, you're broken up by text.
Yeah, it's not something you ever really want to do, in my opinion, but sometimes if it does come out by accident. But I think you just, as long as you can be free and open, say if you want to talk in person about this, 100%. But if you do accidentally do it over text, it is mortifying, but sometimes it just happens.
And before COVID, you broke up with people. How did you do it?
I did exactly that. I texted someone saying, hey, can we meet up? Can we chat? I tried to just keep it as casual as possible, because it was very casual beforehand, and was just as honest as I could be. And it was mutual on both sides, so for me, it wasn't too bad.
How was it taken?
It was taken fine. She took it, to be honest, pretty well. Like, she was saying, didn't mind it so much. It was the same thing on her side. It was coming to the end anyway, so neither of us took it too harshly.
So she took it well. And is there ever a good way to break up? Is it best to break up if you're not happy together instead of, you know, prolonging it forever?
I would say that, yeah. I think it's not fair on both sides.
And are you in a relationship at the moment? I know that's personal.
Yes, for 4 years, my wonderful girlfriend.
Congratulations. What makes her special?
She's just amazing. She's always there for me. She's just genuinely such a beautiful person, inside and outside. She's just so she's just so wonderful. She's very much a type of person who just shows up for you.
I know I'll be in trouble for saying this, but will you get married?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Hopefully. We'll see.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, her voice went up an octave when you asked that question. So it sounded to me like she'd been thinking about it.
They're
it's been rattling around.
Romance.
Inside her head. So is there an expert you can go to who can go, this is exactly how you should break up with someone?
Of course.
I mean,
we have to go to the expert.
Yes.
Somebody wrote into the Irish Times, into the Tell Me About It page, I've been in situations where I expected things to progress to a relationship, but then I get an unexpected message. Sorry, I don't know why my voice went up there. I was trying to be that guy. Anyway, here is an expert discussing this and his experience.
I'm Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking. The dating world has gotten so transient, and people are so disposable of other people because they're going on sometimes 15 or 20 dates a week. People feel it's actually okay just to say, well, we're not exclusive, it's only a situationship, so I can just say, see you later, bye, or I can just ignore them.
They could just be seeing each other.
Just seeing each other, so nothing exclusive.
Yeah.
And so he might be just coming on too intensely, and the women are maybe getting the ick from that and feeling a little bit terrified by that. And they may feel, if I go and talk to this guy who's really besotted with me and infatuated with me and I give him bad news, I don't know how he's going to react. So it could be from a point of view of, I don't want to give him bad news because I'll feel bad. But it also could be, this guy is so intense, I don't know how he's going to actually respond to me. It could be fear.
In your opinion, you feel that it could be fear, the guy could be coming on too strong. And over the years, have you come across some terrible breakup etiquette? What are the do's and don'ts?
Well, I did hear once of a man who lived with his brother on the farm and was with the lady for 7 years. And the brother came downstairs with the other brother's partner and said, by the way, we've been seeing each other for the last 3 years. We're getting married in September. So the woman was two-timing
the
brother with the other brother. And then the new brother came along and said, we're getting married to your, what you thought was, girlfriend. And they still had to live together and work together on the farm.
So she was cheating with the other brother for years?
For 3 years, having already started a relationship for 7 years with the first brother. So that's not great.
No, and they worked on the farm together.
And they had to continue to work on the farm together. And then the man joined Intro looking for a date for the wedding. So he wasn't going to feel too embarrassed. Another one was a woman went to mass with her children, came home, and the husband was there with his new girlfriend and said, she's moving in, you're moving out, see you later. So that's marriage for 20 years. That's fairly intense and hard to take. So
wow, that's a bad breakup.
Bad breakup. But
and there were kids.
Yeah, and kids involved. But with this, when there's so many dates going on and people are all over the place, sometimes people get too infatuated too quickly and they feel that they're in a relationship when they're not actually in a relationship. Because not out of desperation, but out of just sheer eagerness to actually say, I've got myself a girlfriend now. And this guy seems like he could be a lovely guy, but it's just happening too much. So I think he's coming on too strong. And it reminds me of a guy who said, I'm 39 now, I'm joining Intro, but I want her to be pregnant before I turn 40. That's intense.
That sounds a bit stalkery, really, more than intense. That's like, you know, call the guards type stuff, really. Are they all at it? Like, is everyone, like, dating all the young people that are at it, hammer and tongs? You know the way they say young people don't have sex anymore?
I think a lot of them don't. A lot of them are just happy dating themselves. I met this lady.
Buy themselves a few drinks, you know. Give themselves a bit of the old smooth talk.
Table for one. I met this lady who has an interesting backstory.
Have you ever broken up with anyone?
No.
Never?
No.
Have they broken up with you?
No, my first relationship is the one that I'm in now, so yeah.
So when did you meet your partner?
Over almost 2.5 years ago now.
And that was your first relationship?
That was my first proper relationship, if you don't count my 4-year-old romances, you know?
So how come the other ones don't count?
Oh God, they were never any. I never had proper relationships, like never.
Were you just kind of seeing people?
Yeah. Even at that, I wasn't really a relationship person for a long time, and it was just never. I was always everyone's friend.
So you were their friend.
Yeah.
Were you having flings and stuff or anything?
Yeah, I'd kiss boys on nights out or whatever, but not
any rendezvous.
Yeah, a little bit of that, but nothing that ever became anything.
So your first relationship is your only relationship and you're still with this partner 2.5 years. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, 2.5 years, we've moved country, we're having a child together.
Congrats. Yeah.
So yeah,
brilliant. And why him? Why was he the one?
We met on Tinder and his opening line made me laugh.
What was the opening line?
I'm from Cork, and he said, oh, nice to meet a fine import from the south. And I don't know what it was that made me enjoy it, and I laughed, and then we just started chatting from there.
And where's he from?
He's from Skerries.
He's from North County?
North County, Dublin, yeah. Yeah.
And did you have to move to Skerries?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And did you know he was from Skerries because he told you?
Yes, yeah, he...
They're very proud.
Well, that's like us Cork people, isn't it?
Henry there, interviewing one of his neighbours.
I'm just going to plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah. Americans, the place is rammed with Americans. Do they have any wisdom to throw on the subject?
Yeah, well, there's Aer Lingus direct flights to every American city, and they're all coming here. And it is like a high school movie, the way they break up. Here is Corbin.
In the past, I have broken up with girls by text. I realized that was not the right way to do it, and the few relationships I had recently, I've done it in person.
So when you did break up with them via text, what did you say in the text, and why did you do it? Were you chicken? Were you cowardly, or was
a little
she
bit
just
of,
a bit crazy? Or were you crazy?
Probably all three of those things. And I was also young. I was in high school, so I wasn't. I was just insecure and wasn't. I didn't have enough confidence to do it in person.
So now you would actually, would you go for coffee and say, look, it's not you, it's me? How would you break up?
I would try to keep it, depending on how the relationship is, like if it's a toxic relationship, I'd probably just be like, we're done, we shouldn't be together. But if it's like a person I still want to have a connection with, I'll try to keep them as a friend.
Tell me about those toxic relationships. How toxic were they? Why were they toxic?
They were verbally abusive. They would just like put you down all the time. If you had like, I had like dreams of becoming like a mechanic and stuff, and they were just like, that's dumb. Why would you
really?
Want to be a mechanic? And I was like,
that's mean, isn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of that. And when she was just, I don't know, she just put me down a lot. And so I was.
So she would put you down and make you feel bad about yourself?
Yeah, in a time in my life where I was already struggling because my grandpa had passed away and
oh,
everything.
I'm sorry. So she wasn't supportive?
She wasn't supportive, no.
And did it affect you mentally?
Big time, big time.
She got into your head?
Yeah.
And had a root around?
Yeah, I was.
And did you become a mechanic?
Kinda. I'm a professional welder.
Oh, fantastic. So you did get to live your dream?
Yeah, for a time being, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story. But now I do custom cars and motorcycles.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You kind of sex them up.
Yeah.
Pimp them.
Yeah.
Wow. So that toxic relationship, you were right to get out. You were right to break up with her.
Yeah.
How did you break up with her?
I tried to get a hold of her and get her to come to meet me, and she didn't want to. And she was just saying, oh, I think we should take a break. And I just said, I think we should be done.
There you go. One texter says, my friend's sister broke up with her fella. Was a little awkward, but he said goodbye and started cycling off. Only be told it was her bike. He had to bring it back and walk away very awkwardly. Someone else remembers breaking up with a guy in UCC in 1992. Sun was going down. It was poetic. It really annoyed me. Anytime we went to the pictures, he couldn't hack me whispering or commenting the odd time. So that was why I called it off. The only reason. My word. So hopefully you're going to find out how gladiators break up with people, because this is Corbin's friend.
Yeah, so Maximus, you can hear breakup music from a busker behind us.
I feel like there's so much to do in life now that people just change over time as they're discovering who they are, especially when you're young like us, around like 24 years old right now.
So you're young, just 24?
Yes, sir. We're just kind of figuring out what you want to do in your life. You're just testing things out, seeing what you like to do. I don't think it means that it's toxic if it ends. It just means you found that's not for you or whatever, right?
And when it comes to texting, would you break up with a girl via text?
Oh, man. Probably not. I don't think I have broken up with a girl over text. I've been broken up over text.
How did that feel?
Oh, it felt really actually. And then I saw her like a month or two later and she just wouldn't talk to me at all.
She just blanked you.
It just starts ignoring you. Yeah. I feel like it is that awkwardness where it's just like they don't want to
they don't want to engage.
Yeah,
they don't want to admit that they were horrible.
Yeah, exactly. And then instead of doing that, they just move forward and move on to other different things in life. So,
and are you dating at the moment?
No, not at all.
What you want in a lady?
I'm not even thinking about it right now. I got out of a relationship maybe like a month and a half ago. And so right now, it's not even about relationships. It's more about what I was saying before. It's just figuring out what I want and then going, using that information to find the person I want as well, you know?
And tell us about that recent breakup. How did the breakup happen?
We were in a relationship where I, on and off at least, for 2 years. And then she finished college and was like, I want to pursue a career and it's going to take me down this path. And I felt like it's not a path that I really wanted to follow her down. And so it ended up ending just because of that, I guess.
In-person breakup or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it started with like a in-text conversation, like just being like, I'm uncomfortable with like how these things have happened or like where this relationship is going. We should meet in person and have this conversation. And we met in person. The conversation didn't really like go anywhere because we really didn't know what to say to each other, I guess, just besides like what has already been said over text. It felt like it ended kind of on a weird note where it was like we still wanted to be friends, but we had this relationship before that makes it hard to switch it over to that friendship, if that makes sense. Just they've been in your life for that long, it's hard to, like, you go to the grocery store with them, you go to bed with them, it's like hard to look at them as just a friend after that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's hard to see someone as a friend once you've been to the grocery store with them. Ah, that was Maximus there. He did slow down, but at the start, Henry, it sounded like, you know, those voice notes that you can send people, and then but you can speed them up.
I promise you, I did not speed up his voice.
I know,
voice.
It sounded like he was, but maybe that was... Maybe that was part of the problem. She couldn't understand what he was saying.
It was amazing how quickly he spoke. I mean, lots of Irish people would speak incredibly fast. I'm a much slower speaker. I thought he spoke beautifully, and I think he will find love, Maximus.
I know. It was very poignant, the way she just moved on.
It was sad. And
it was sad, but like...
Grocery store and sharing a grocery store and a bed together.
Yeah.
And then you walk away from that.
I know. It's tough. Full of broken tomatoes. That's life. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.